And welcome back to Rosie on the House on this beautiful Saturday morning with all of Arizona screaming. Spring is here. I'm looking out the window here at our studios, and I'm seeing Ocotillas with the perfect little orange tips. I'm looking at saguaras. I'm looking at the hedgehog cactus. I'm looking at mesquites that are just absolutely bursting at the seams. Everyone's rejoicing and shouting about the beautiful spring weather that we're having right now. Wherever you are in the great state of Arizona, I'm glad you're tuned in. We're here to help you with anything having to do with your house, home, castle, or cabin. And we're talking about what to do or how to start makeover or remodel that room outside your back door.
Your happiness lies right under your eyes, back in your own backyard.
Well, he never really was known for his singing voice. That's Jerry Lewis telling you that your joy can be found right underneath your nose in your own backyard. We've been talking about, okay, people want to know, how do I get started? What do I start thinking about? There are so many options of what you can do in your backyard now that it is well worth the time to spend a lot of time planning. We've talked about the bird's eye view of drawing a scale drawing of your lot. Locate the house on it. Identify the space that you have in that backyard and start drawing in pencil those little activity circles that are going to be happening in your backyard. We talked in the first hour of today's program at 8 o'clock with our landscape and garden experts, Eric Clark and John J. Harper, about don't put that kitchen area too far out away from your existing kitchen area, because the farther you put it into the backyard, the more expensive and the more complete it has to be, and the more often you're going to have to be traveling from the house to the kitchen area, replenishing it and restoring all of the supplies in it. So I'm a big believer in making that kitchen area. I draw that kitchen and that entertainment area in pretty close to the existing house. I almost, at my house, I love the fact that my outdoor kitchen really is just a continuation and an extension of the indoor kitchen. It almost puts two kitchens right next door to each other. And I'll tell you, one of the ways that it works well for us is in the morning when we're making coffee in the middle of the summer, we don't have to turn one hot thing on inside our inside air-conditioned kitchen. We've got everything we need right there on the back patio to cook up a little breakfast, start up a hot pot of coffee, and it's all outside there in the outdoor area. You have to start thinking about shade in Arizona a lot as well. We've got roll down shades that block us from that western sun, creating virtually a back patio that becomes an overflow room about 10 months out of the year. Be thinking activity bubbles, and then what I want you to start thinking about is those transition zones. Like, I've always found it very curious how Romy builds a transition zone at his place between the chicken coops and the dog kennel. How do you make those two things live fairly close to each other, but out of necessity keep them separated at the same time?
Eventually, you just find new homes for the short hairs.
The transition zone is the distance between you and the adoptive parents of the dog.
Oh, man. You can't hardly get him out. But I will tell you, the right dog is great. We have an Australian Shepherd that really does a great job keeping things out of the yard and protecting. So, I mean, the right dog can be a huge benefit to the chicken. It's just got to be, again, the right dog.
Okay. All right. Another part of the criteria in building that perfect backyard. Hey, we're taking calls. The number is 1-888-767-4348 here at Rosie on the House. If you're trying to tackle something in, out, and around your home, give us a ring. Let's see if we can't put our 45 years of home remodeling and building experience in the great state of Arizona to work for you. We're going to welcome Rick calling from Mesa. And that'll open a line for you at 1-888-767-4348. Good morning, Rick. How can we help you, my friend?
Ah, good morning, Rosie Romy. I have a question for you on the misting systems. I heard part of the show this morning, and I've heard you talk in the past about them and about the cleanup or maintenance with our hard water in the misting system. And I was wondering about the expense of soft water versus would there be better maintenance on the system?
Good question, Rick. And I can answer from firsthand experience. We actually put our misting system on our softened water line. And what you have to know about soft water is that it doesn't net remove anything from the water. It just replaces it. So those atomized water particles still carry the same amount of content of material. It's just a different material. And that material that it's carrying will, in fact, leave a residue on your patio furniture. It's
okay.
It's easier to clean up. I will tell you that.
All right. Well, then I guess depending on your use of it, if you're using part of it as far as decorative or around a pool or depending on what the furniture is in the area, then you're still better off cost wise just sticking with your normal outside water supply.
Yeah, you are, Rick. You really are.
Okay, great. Well, good to know, because I had access to both outside, and I didn't know which way to go. My other question was, if you got time, is a fire pit?
A fire pit, okay.
And, well, I have just your basic, semi-inexpensive, big box store fire pit out there wood burning, and I was wondering about using that and what I can do myself as far as purchasing fire rings and running a gas line, well, having someone come in to run a gas line, but kind of changing that into a gas fire pit, either decorative or with sand in it or whatever.
Yeah. Rick, you'll find that a gas log set, gas ring set, you know, you can do that in and amongst crystals. There's a lot of special effects you can do with that. Once you convert it to gas, you'll be amazed how much more often you use it.
That's what I was looking for, with the convenience versus, well, now, I've been at your website, and I know in past shows you've talked about different places in the town, but I was going through all of your list of recommended contractors, and I couldn't find anything specifically saying fire pit, so I wasn't sure where to go. And as much as I'm thinking laying the gas line, because as I recall that, something like a 3-foot depth for a gas line.
They want it deep, that's for sure. Yep.
And we had a pool put in way back when we moved in the house. We had a gas heater on it for a spa. And when that was done, I had them run a gas line along my patio for my barbecue.
Okay.
So I have a natural gas line within about 15 feet of where I have the fire pit set.
Good.
And so I just need to extend it that far. But
ideally, that's all you'll need to do. What we need to do is we actually need to get a plumber to do a calculation on the BTU load of what the fire pit will be in conjunction with what the barbecue is. If we're both feeding those gas appliances off the one line, we have to do a total calculation of if you're barbecuing and have the fire pit going at the same time, make sure we have the quantity, the capacity, and the volume of gas to keep both of them lit at optimum operating. But I'll tell you what I'm recommend you do. I know you're familiar with our website. I recognize who you are. I know you've been a listener and a fan of the website for a long, long time. Rick, you're going to want to just talk to the guys at CYC Landscaping that are our certified landscapers out in the Mesa East Valley area. They do service the entire valley. But you just give CYC a call, and they can coach you and direct you into the places in your part of town that might be the best place for you to go take a look at some of the options that are available. But like I say, I was kind of old-fashioned for a long time. I stayed away from the gas log sets and the gas fire sets and stuff like that, and finally broke down and did it. And I use them three times as more often as I did. And in fact, you know, living in the greater Maricopa County area, there's a lot of nights and days in the middle of the winter where they forbid you from lighting that natural wood fire. So it gives you the opportunity to blow right past all of those fire burn restriction dates as well. Wick, we appreciate the call. For those of you with misting systems, I'll give you a tip of something the way I maintain my system. It comes with cartridges that need to be replaced at least annually, depending on how much you use your equipment. But at the end of the misting system season, like about Halloween, I remove all of my heads on all of the nozzles. I pour a small coffee can full of CLR. I soak each one of those little nozzles for 2 or 3 days, bringing any of the buildup off of them, cleaning them up. And then I just simply put all of those in a little Ziploc sandwich bag, put them into a shelf in the garage. And when it's time to fire up in the springtime, right about now, I replace the cartridges, I turn the system on, blow it out real good without any of the nozzles on, blow it out real good. I let it run for a good 30 to 60 seconds. I then simply reattach all the nozzles, and I'm good to go for another season. We'll come back with some more great tips about the makeover or remodeling of your backyard right after this short break. It's Rosie on the House, covering the great state of Arizona with Romy down at the Saba Home Show in Tucson and Jennifer at the Super Scottsdale Expo at Westworld. All right here for you, the Arizona homeowner, at Rosie on the House.